got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is an amazing question. Jesus said to deny yourself. Deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said, deny yourself. What does that mean to deny yourself? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you got to run around, you're on a time. And you're like, wow, I would love to continue to listen to the shows that happen, but I got to go and protest. I got to go and whatever. You can podcast the show and yet listen to the show on your phone. On your phone! Isn't that amazing? By calling the listen line. By calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JesseLee. No, JLP Talk. Buy me or coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. And don't forget to like this video. Hit the like right now. I'm waiting. Boom, 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 boom. Thank you. Thank you. The like button. For these videos. It is Wednesday, and every third hour of the show, every third hour of the show is Manhood Hour. But because we love the blacks, the first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. It is a spiritual battle. It is a warfare between good and evil. And the one thing I want you to know, do what you want. Really, you can live the life, think and feel, and do what you want. It's okay with me, and it's okay with God. He gave you that life so you can do what you want with it. You can live in hell or heaven on earth. But the one thing I do know for sure, and without a doubt, that as long as you live and even die, that as long as there is a you, then you are your own God, you and Satan. And that God is not in your life, and he's not going to be in your life as long as there is a you in your life. And this, you can bank on it. That as long as there is a you, there's a you, and there is no God in your life. And you're lost and blind, blinded in ways that you can't even, your mind will not understand or conceive how blind you are. And that you won't be able to see as long as there's a you. As long as there is a you. And you can bank on it. As long as there is a you, evil will rule over you, not only inside of you, your mind, but inside of others, they will rule over you too. They will control you because you won't be able to see your enemy. You will not be able to see your enemy. And because you won't see your enemy, you will not be able to flee from your enemy, inside of you nor outside of you. Because you think there's a you. You and only you. And your enemy will destroy you. The enemy within, thoughts and emotions, and the enemies without, in little ways that you can't even imagine, but I have a big way, an example. A big example, a physical example, but even in little ways, you will not be able to see. You don't know that you're not safe in this world, in any form of fashion, because you trust you. You trust the darkness and you call it light. You don't know you're not safe because you think you can protect you. Isn't that amazing? You also think that you are responsible for you. I'm responsible for myself, you say. You don't know that you're not safe physically, mentally, spiritually, because you can't see. As long as you is you or you, there'll be no other. No other God but you. And may God have mercy on your soul. That's why you're not able to flee evil when you see it, because you don't see it in yourself or in others. You won't even question yourself when situations happen. You won't go inwardly and question, why did that happen? What was I missing? What did I not see? Why? Instead, you just blame others, and you look outside and blame others, and you end up in the same situation or worse, because you're not looking at you and seeing what's going on, what you're missing. You always look outside and blame others because you're you. As long as you're you, God has nothing to do with you because you don't trust him at all. You think you are in control. You think you decided for that husband or that wife or that girlfriend or that boyfriend or that job or that this or that. You think you made that decision. And when it doesn't work out, and it never does, then you blame somebody else that it didn't work out. Instead of pausing, what is it that I did not see? How did I end up in that situation? What was I thinking? You are separated from the light, from the truth, from God. And you don't even know it. And you think, just because you say, I'm an atheist, I don't believe in God, whatever. Or you think that because you say, I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Mormon, I'm a Jewish, I'm a whatever religion you are, you think you have found God, and you think you're no longer you, but you're wrong. And you still cry. And you still become afraid. And you still have misery. And you're still jealous and worried and vicious and envious and strifeful. And then you cry some more. And then you're suicidal. Schizophrenic. Paranoid. Because you're you. As long as you're you, those things will remain. They're never going to end until you stop being you. There's only one God. Only one. And he is in control of everything as it is in heaven. So shall it be on earth. If you were to not be you any longer. But he's not going to interfere as long as you are you. And the last thing the average person, male or female, no matter color, race, money, where you live, what part of the world you live in, anything, the last thing that the average human being want to do or will do is to give up being you. You're not going to let that go. And as long as you live that way, you're going to live in hell right here on earth. I have a big example of that. And I don't have a soundbite on it, and I just happened to see it this morning on the news show. You know, they did this, and I'm telling the story the best way I can based on what I personally get from it, and it may not be the whole detail, all right? They had this redistricting thing going on, And so they went to the U.S. Supreme Court about it. And in some of the states, the Republican, because the court said something like the Democrats can't do that or this can't happen or cannot happen during the redistricting thing. And so apparently in some of the southern states and other states, the Republicans won the redistricting thing, and now they have more of a chance of having more seats in Congress and senators and things like that. And in some of the areas, they say it's all black or majority black. But yet, Republican control now, for the lack of a better word. I don't understand the whole thing. And so the Democrats, the black Democrats especially, are out of control right now because for the last 70 to 80 years, the only reason and no other reason that they are in Congress and they are in the Senate and all that, they have convinced the blacks to vote for them because they're black. Not because they're qualified, but because they're black. And they have used Jim Crow and slavery and not the right to vote and all that as a means to deceive the black voters, to make them think and or believe that if you vote for me, I'm black, I'm going to get in there and I'm going to look out for you. And for 70 years, most blacks, not all, but most have believed the lie. And yet, the lies haven't gotten better at all. Zero. And for 70 years or so, they use those words that make you, if you're not in control, make you have fear and doubt and anger and jealousy, and you vote for them. But they get in, they don't do anything for you. They get money and power for themselves and their families, but the black voters get nothing. Zero. And now that they're doing this redistricting thing, am I saying it right, Nick?
Redistricting.
Yes. Say it again.
Redistricting.
Yeah, that thing. The Democrats are, especially the black ones, are afraid they're going to all lose out come November. And so now they're holding press conferences, these so-called representatives, black representatives. And I may not have this clear, so forgive me if I'm off a little bit about it. But those states where the Republicans control the districts now, Alabama and other parts of the world, the black so-called representatives are holding press conferences telling black sports players that they should not play for those schools in those districts. Don't play football, basketball, whatever for those schools. That's Jim Crow. You supported Jim Crow. You supported slavery. Don't do it. And they're acting like instead of it being 2023, 26 right now, they act like it's 1936 or something. But the nerve, the audacity, the gall of these people to hold a press conference to tell black people who are in college and are playing sports that you should not play for these schools because they won't let you vote for me. That's what they're saying. They're going to tell you to drop your life, drop your career, drop your education for them. And then they're using the idea of Jim Crow and everything to deceive you. How long will they bring up the past, which doesn't exist anymore anyway? But that's just, and they're able to do it with some of the blacks. Of course, a lot of blacks are not going to fall for that. I just don't think so. I don't think they're going to give up their college career or their football playing stuff for some stupid so-called black representative who are just doing it for themselves. But some will, and it's unfortunate. And that's never going to change until you start, as an individual, stop being you and live so you can see for yourself. Instead of being so into what you think you want that you don't see the trouble when it comes inside of your mind or inside of other people. The one thing I want you to know, do what you want, and I'm okay with it, totally okay. There is a God, a ruler of all things, the creator of life. There's only one life in everything on the planet. There's one life on the earth, and that's God life. There's no other life, only one life. But as long as you are you, you're not going to live that life. You're going to live in death because you're in the darkness and don't know it. And the darkness is way beyond, oh, just hating your mama or hating your daddy or hating yourself or this or that. It's way beyond that. So do what you want. But I would recommend you stop being you. Stop being responsible for you. And I can hear your mind now, what do you mean stop being responsible? I am responsible. I go to work. I do this. You got it wrong if you're thinking that's what I mean. You're so wrong if you think that's what I mean. But work on you. And you'll see. You're going to be like, for those men and women who stay with it, as you can see, you're going to be like, well, I just didn't know. I really didn't know. I really just didn't know. I couldn't see. No wonder Christ said, forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. They can't see. Don't be mad at them, Father. They can't see. Forgive them. What a mess, huh? When you're at the beach or taking a hike or at dinner at a cafe or whatever, you need to be aware so when trouble comes, you're not so into your meal, or you're not so into the game, or you're not so into the relationship, or this or that, that you can't walk away. And you think, well, if I sit over in this corner, then the trouble won't touch me. You got to walk away, but you can't see. Anyway, it's Black Excellence. I want to show you a video where, because some people I ask, I hear it a lot now, more than over the last few years. I'm hearing it more and more now, not only from non-Black people, but from Blacks as well. And they want to know, why do Black people love to fight in public? I hear it all the time now. Because it's happening all the time now. Hardly a day goes by where you don't hear or see some fight by Blacks in the public. Whether it's on a cruise, whether it's at a cafe now, a basketball game, football game, prom, just walking down the road, at the beach. And the people ask, why do the Blacks love to fight in public? And not all, but most. I tell them no, because the heart is wicked. The heart is evil. they have no love. And if you don't love all, you love none, and they don't love themselves. And their mother and their fathers don't love them. That's why they fight. And it's gotten worse, evil gotten worse. It'll get worse with you if you don't overcome, but it definitely get worse with every generation until a generation or a person say, you know what, I'm not being a part of evil anymore. It ends for you right then and there. Here's a video of a chaotic scuffle among adults at a high school graduation ceremony. And this is happening in New Orleans, Louisiana. Watch this from X. Just think about this. These are adults, according to a report, at a high school graduation. These are black people carrying on that way, fighting. Don't you know that's because their heart is evil? They hate the white man, so they hate themselves. They blame it on the white people, not seeing what's going on within themselves. Not understanding that the heart is wicked. They're fighting because they're evil. They're fighting because they are themselves. And as long as you are you, these are just examples of what you're going to end up with. It had nothing to do with racism, nothing to do with male or female, nothing to do with the lack of. It has everything to do with the wickedness of the heart. No love. At a high school graduation, who fight on a cruise? The black do. Who fight at a high school graduation? The blacks do. And there is no excuse except that the heart is wicked. No love. And you think that when you hear the so-called black politicians and other the so-called educated blacks speaking, they act like they're looking out for the blacks, but they're not. They're looking out for themselves. Greed. They don't love one. This is how they treat one another. So white people, you don't need to worry. They're not treating each other well either. And the one thing you can bank on, what you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. It comes right back on you. It's happening to you as you're doing it to others. This video shows a chaotic fight at a Nashville area graduation. Watch this from X. This is at a graduation. Party time. Congratulations, you just finished high school or college. Isn't that amazing? So, according to this report, user on X said it proved people can't control their emotions and push for homeschooling. Quick break, back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to bar, my nonprofit. and we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. When will you stop being you? When will you leave the battlefield and live your life? And stop fighting with the devil outside of you, inside of others, and inside of you? If not now, when? Of yourself, you can do nothing. You can't even protect yourself. You're not safe on your own, physically or spiritually. And I don't care how many guns you have in your house or on you, you're still not safe. You still need a protector. Announcements. We are celebrating 250 years of America. And if Donald Trump was not in there, it wouldn't be as amazing as it is or going to be. So if I were you, do what you want. When I wake up in the morning, I would be like, thank you, God, and thank you, Donald Trump, President Trump. As a result, we are celebrating 250 years of America with this American Hope coin. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And they are going fast. We only have 200. Well, we started out with 250 of them, so they're a limited amount. Don't say I didn't warn you and tell you. And you can't go wrong investing in silver. And not only are you helping yourself with the investment, you're celebrating America, and you're having a nonprofit bond. Every dime we get will go back and is going back into the organization to get this work done. So call 800-411-BOND or go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right? Amazing, huh? And check out all the other merch while you're there. Everything help us to help others. We have Punchy's coffee. It is like, can you imagine waking up in the morning, going to your kitchen, and getting a fresh cup of Punchy's coffee? And then my books are amazing. I highly recommend all of them, but especially the Seven Guarantee Step, but not only the Seven Guarantee Step, because it's a little simple pocket guide. is at least you can carry it around in your coat jacket in there in pocket or your pocket, guys or ladies, in your purses. And it's just 7 steps to success. Family, spiritual, to financial success, guy. And then the scam, how the black leadership exploits black America. It's happening today. It has not stopped since the so-called civil rights movement. And it may have been happening in the cities even before that. I just wasn't aware of it. And the antidote, how America, the antidote healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. We don't have that in paperback right now, but you can get it on Kindle, my last book. And then Scam, From Rage to Responsibility. They are amazing, and I will sign them, all right, to whomever you like, to yourself or whomever. So check them out. And then mugs and T-shirts and hats and tote bags and all kind of stuff. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. All right. And last but not least for now, brand new episode of the fallenstate.tv. Interesting discussion with Leonard Jackson. And Leonard is an actor, CEO, and entrepreneur from Hollywood, California. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What made you decide to run for governor of California?
Mental health, addiction, housing, economic opportunity, Toyota, Tesla, they all leaving.
Yep.
Black History Month, I want to get rid of it. These poor kids are coming up thinking they're second-class citizens.
Yep.
Black History Month, whatever it is, we're making it worse. I'm all about stop crying about it and do something about it.
Does your wife obey you?
No.
You ever had sweet potato pie that was so good, made you want to slap your mama? Amazing. The FallenState.tv this Friday. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise. Amazing, huh? And you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. The best part of waking up is punchy in your cup. is punchy in your cup. Amazing. Best coffee ever. I want to just finish this up real fast here. So you want to know, I hear all the time, why do black people love to fight in public? And you're seeing it now more than ever at any time in the history of America. So we showed you to fight at a high school graduation ceremony in New Orleans. Then we showed you another one in Nashville, at a Nashville graduation in that area. WJLA, according to the Metropolitan Police Department, on Saturday night around 8 p.m., a large fight broke out inside of a Chipotle restaurant and Navy Yard. Watch this from X. Amazing, huh? I hear, I don't know how true it is or not, I have no proof of it, that as a result of this, some restaurant are thinking about not even having inside the restaurant meals, sit down, eat meals, because of what the blacks are doing. And so you think that this is because of racism? You think this is happening because the blacks just don't have enough opportunities? Walmart. Is it Walmart that leaving some of the town? Chicago and places? Walgreens. Leaving because of stealing and black violence. And instead of somebody saying to the black, loving them enough to say, your heart is with you. You got to drop this anger and take control. This has nothing to do with anyone else. Your parents, especially your mama, don't love you. This is her anger that coming out of you. You got to forgive. They blame it on slavery. They blame it on the lack of opportunity. And you know what? I've been saying for a long time now, it's going to get worse. This is worse. But it's going to get worse than this. It's not going to get better. And your government has it set up where it will not get better. They don't want it to be better. WJLA. According to 7 News, the fight at the Chipotle Navy Yard happened one day after U.S. Attorney General Jeanine Pirro promised her office would crack down on juvenile crime in Washington, D.C. Watch this.
D.C.'s top prosecutor there, Jeanine Pirro, not mincing words when addressing this weekend's violent teen takeover in Navy Yard. The latest chaos coming just one day after Pirro announced her office will charge parents for their kids' bad behavior.
Our Liana Golden is live at Navy Yard this morning. And, Liana, we're also hearing from a man who was inside that Chipotle when that brawl broke out with his kids.
So at that point, I tell the children, come on, get with me, get up, let's start backing up. And then it was like an ambush. My son said on the way home, said, Papa, the problem is I can't unsee that. Those individuals have now directly impacted my security, my life. My children are now talking about, like, I never want to go to Chipotle again, right? Or at least that one.
Now, Pirro announced Monday that the FBI is getting involved. Agents will help track down the teens who participated in this fight so she can arrest them and their parents under D.C. code for contributing to the delinquency of a minor when their children repeatedly violate curfew, are truant from school, possess drugs or alcohol, among other violations. She says she'll need the help of D.C. public schools to give her those truancy records. And once she has actual names, parents could face a $500 fine or 6 months in jail.
Amazing, huh? And so now, do you believe me when I say blacks don't build, they destroy. Even where it's already built and it's good to, they destroy it. And then they say, well, there are no opportunities for the blacks, the black politicians and the so-called educated blacks, because they want this happening. They don't want, they do not want. Their worst nightmare is for the blacks to wake up and become an individual again, think and do for themselves. Listen to their own hearts. They don't want the blacks to do that. They want this. And so they're going to constantly come out and blame it on the white people, blame it on the past, blame it on this. We need more money. We need more funding. We need more houses for the homeless. We need more money for this and that, and that money end up going in their pockets. And it's only going to get worse. Hello, South Africa, alive and well. It's out there now. And it's only going to get worse. This is Hell on Earth. And y'all think that black people love one another? They don't. They use one another to pretend they do. Well, at least the so-called leadership, politicians, all those people, educated black people. But they're lying. If they love one another, would this be happening? There would be nothing or no one that would cause this to happen. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. Let me go to Amy out of Texas. Amy, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Amy.
How are you?
All is well, Amy.
Wonderful. Glad to hear it. So I've been doing the silent prayer for a while now, and the Father showed me why it's so powerful. So our Father, it used to say, they added our later. So the first word used to be Father in heaven in the prayer. And Father in Arabic or Aramaic is Abba. And Abba means Father, I will obey. So every time we do the silent prayer, we are telling the Father that we will obey him. Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know that, Amy. Amazing.
Right? I know. That's right. It's just incredible. I just thought that was so cool that the Father showed me that, and I wanted to share it.
Well, so. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
I know. It's so amazing.
It gets clearer and clearer and clearer.
So true. So true. There is some things like one. I was blind faith to Christianity. Very blind faith. And so that the bottom dropped out. And I started grasping at everything, you know, like what happened.
Right.
But now not so more, not so much anymore. So, yeah. So you're right. Everything is becoming more clear.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to tell you one more thing before I hang up.
Okay.
My sister, being the amazing person that she is, sent y'all some surprises for your birthdays. For your birthday, and then also for, oh my gosh, my brain, it just turned off. Anchor Baby, there we go, the Anchor Baby's birthday. So it's kind of a belated gift, but it should be coming today or tomorrow.
You should be
getting it.
Amazing.
Okay, amazing.
Thank you. I'll let you know when I received it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a great one.
And you too. And remember, just stay with the silence. Stay on that straight and narrow path. No matter what happens, don't let anyone outside of you or anything inside of you get in your way. Because evil inside of you and evil inside of other people will attack you so that you can stay right where you are. They don't want you to move into life.
Well, it's happening right now, actually. So it's kind of amazing that you're saying that because you always seem to know it's like what I'm going through. Almost every time I listen to you, it's like you're talking to me. And I love that so much about you because we're all connected. So I believe
yes.
You are talking to me. So,
because
I had a problem with drugs for a long time, and I don't anymore, but it's trying to keep me there. It's trying to remind me that I need it, and I don't.
And when you remember, when the thought come about it, just let it pass. Don't condemn yourself. Don't say anything about it. Just watch it and let it pass.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I just keep saying that's not me.
Right.
And I'm seeing it more that it's not me because I identified with it for such a long time.
Yes.
I identified because what I did come to realize that I since I've done nothing wrong, me, like the true me, then I was never an addict. So
that's
never one.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm seeing. So that's how I'm able to see that those thoughts are definitely not me. And it's wonderful to actually detach from that.
Amazing.
And have that power, you know, finally.
Right on.
But yeah. So
well, stay with it. And I'll let you know when I get the gifts. Thank you so much. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Amy.
You guys have a great one. Okay, thanks.
You all too. 888-757-3773. Super, super.
Super chat.
Jermaine.
I can't hear you.
Now you can, right? Jermaine.
Yes.
Yesterday, he was answering that biblical question from yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? I remember Jermaine because we ended right there, right?
Right.
Right on. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
Let go. There is no self. It's the devil making up things in your mind. There's so much evil in me, it's ridiculous, he says.
Amazing.
And then he asks, Jess.
Ask!
Jess. I think he means Jesse.
No, Jesse.
Right.
Yeah, not Jess, but Jesse.
You're acting a little too white, Jermaine. White people use shortened names.
It's Jermaine White?
No, he's black.
Oh.
He's from the islands in Canada, I believe.
Okay. Amazing.
What did it for you, Jesse?
What did it what for me?
Letting go, there is no self, the devil making things up in your mind, seeing there's so much evil in you, it's ridiculous. I'm guessing that's what he's asking.
No, you can't guess it.
No, I can. I can surmise. I can do what I want.
What a mess!
Because he answered the biblical question, but I think that you have to do your two cents in on Sunday.
Right. I can't respond to that until Sunday. I'm trying to trick me into an answer. I got to wait until Sunday, Jermaine. But thank you for responding, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Very nice. Marilyn, 4 coffees, no message.
Thank you, Marilyn. Amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Gina, 3 coffees, been dating someone about a year now. Both working on ourselves, but haven't fully integrated with family yet. I judge the relationship for the lack of family integration, but I'm content in all other aspects. Why can't I stop judging this?
Oh, you're evil. Stop it. Just get away from the thoughts, and don't worry about a family relationship and all that mess. You should only love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, along with nothing else or no one else. So drop it. Amazing. I wish you well, though.
Nick LaBoy yesterday. Unfortunately, I think the left is so far gone, it makes living together as neighbors impossible, which I believe will lead America into an inevitable civil war. God bless America and Jesse and crew.
But if you were to get off the battlefield and stop fighting, there would be no war. They can't fight by themselves. They would have to fight each other because the devil needs somebody to fight with. Amazing. Thank you.
Got to read the rest later, y'all. Out.
I got to take a break. When I come back, straight to your calls and the rest of your Super Chats. Hate news, not the fake news, is coming right now. And I'll be back in a moment.
To go and forgive your mother for resenting her. It's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you.
Yeah.
And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you.
There's some serious mess going on in this here world. But don't fret. It is getting cleaned up by our greatest president. And anyway, it's nothing to fret about, even if it weren't. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, 2 hours of black excellence. The second hour coming up, y'all. And then after that, the manhood hour, the third hour of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. And then today we have The Hake Report, American Anchor Baby, and then Punchy TV with Bill. So awesome. There's one line open, y'all. Hang tight, callers, and the rest of the super chatters. We will get to y'all's super chats, okay? And then tomorrow evening is the Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday of the month, y'all, ladies. The 21st of May, AD 2026. Rebuildingtheman.com/events if you need more info. The Maldives, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, yes, I'm back on Commie Nonsense, is known for its luxury resorts and crystal clear waters. But this week it became the site of a frantic underwater search for missing tourists. Five experienced Italian divers ventured into an underwater cave system. Wow. In what was supposed to be an exciting expedition, but they have never returned, according to CNN. Wow. Election night takeaways. He wasn't on the ballot, but our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is claiming victory after several, or at least one or two or three or four, or whoever, so-called Republicans who opposed him, they lost their primary races on Tuesday. In Kentucky, Trump helped oust Representative Thomas Massie, another GOP lawmaker he had deemed disloyal. Indeed, he was. The result marked the second time in a week that Trump successfully took down a member of his own so-called party. Some of you guys are not happy because you believe that Thomas Massie was America first, but you're sadly mistaken. It's not sad, actually. You're just mistaken. It's our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Come at me, bros. Anyway, nice. IRS immunity, the Internal Revenue Service, is now barred from auditing President Trump and his family for past tax issues. Tuesday, the so-called Justice Department unveiled this new language and other terms as part of a settlement with Trump to resolve his $10 billion lawsuit against the IRS. There was a contractor who, like, doxed, like, exposed private information and stuff like that. An IRS contractor and other mess. Who knows? You know, new details about that mosque shooting down in San Diego. Ooh, Monday's deadly shooting at a San Diego mosque. As investigators work to piece together where the attacker's motives, you know, those 17 and 18-year-old people who did themselves in, guys, and their online activity. The two teenage gunmen, not black in this case, okay, that we know of, appeared to have shared a live video of the attack as well as a lengthy written document citing racist, Islamophobic, and anti-Semitic ideology. What a mess, so they claim. And there are virus concerns in the world, in some people's minds. The evil UN's corrupt, allegedly, World Health Organization says the scale of that Ebola outbreak in Central Africa, Congo specifically, and Democratic Republic of the Congo, not to be confused with the other one, I guess, and maybe Uganda a little bit, warrants serious concern following 500 suspected cases, including 130 deaths. Wow. As global officials respond to that crisis, concerns that another infectious disease are mounting in the United States. New orders require some American passengers from the hantavirus-hit cruise ship to remain at a quarantine facility under federal supervision after they pushed to leave. And that they get that from rat and rodent and mouse poop. So stay away from that stuff in the air. I'm James Hake. Somewhere in the world.
had to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racers with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way to watch us and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, you know, you got to go to the cotton field. You got to go out to the pasture and bring in the cows so you can milk them and feed them. Or you got to go to a NAACP rally that tell you vote for them and not for the white man. You got to go to the Black Caucus meeting and they're going to tell you that Jim Crow is still in the making, something like that. Or maybe you just got to go work out or whatever. You can podcast the show and still listen to it as it is happening on your phone. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. And every Wednesday for the first 2 hours is Black Excellence. That was then, and this is now. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Amazing. One thing I want to, before I go to the calls here, and this you can bank on. It's up to you to accept it or not. It's totally up to you. The one thing I want you to know, for those who want to wake up and be free, you are either with God or with evil. There's no gray area, nothing else but that. You are either supporting evil with and one with the evil, or supporting good, one with good. There's nothing else. And you can't be on both. You can only have one or the other, and there's no in between. There's no you. You're either with good or evil. You either love evil or you love good. You can't love both. And you can know, you can literally know without knowing, without your own knowing, when you are in the presence of evil, not only yourself, but inside of others, you can truly know. And it doesn't matter. You know how evil dresses itself up in human beings? It dresses up to look nice, or look holy, or look religious, or look atheist, or look flat earthies, or round earthies, to look professional. Evil knows how to dress itself up. I'm gonna dress myself in your love, all over your body. Evil knows how to dress itself up inside of human beings. Isn't that amazing? That's like, who? It knows how to dress itself up to be nice, or to be professional, or could be an expert, or could be this, or doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a preacher, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a mom. I'm a mom. I'm a housekeeper. I'm a Mexican. I'm a white. I'm a black. I'm a Chinese. Oh! I'm a professional. Evil knows how to dress itself up inside of human beings. I'm just a nice mom. Why are my children acting this way? Why is my husband beating me? I'm such a nice mom, nice wife. It knows how to dress itself up. But if you were no longer you, you will always detect evil in your presence, inside of others and inside of you. They won't know that you can see it, but you will know, and you are protected from it because the Father loves you. There's only evil or good. There's nothing else. There's a devil and there's a God. There's nothing else. And there's no you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Ohio, Rebecca. Rebecca, you are on the air.
Hi, Brother Jesse.
Hey, Rebecca.
I called to tell you my testimony.
Okay.
Because there might be somebody out there that thinks they're stuck. They're stuck in their life. They messed up so bad. I was stuck. I partied with my husband, who I didn't even know was ahead when we got married. And that is a person that likes to deal in drugs. And he was ahead. And so we smoked pot about every day of our married life until the end when God told me to quit. But I met him about halfway through that marriage. And I was stuttering and had mind wandering and was in a toxic marriage. And the man acted like he owned me. And I thought, oh, Lord, I'm stuck. I don't think I can get out of this without your help. And I cried out to him. And he answered. Finally, he answered. I cried for a long time. And I was just so amazed that he answered. I went to church with a girlfriend that I met in the 10th grade. And I get to her church, and the preacher is preaching about salvation and getting out of that pew and getting up here to the altar. And I'm looking around saying, well, who's not going? Because he preached it like five times. And he said, you feel like your hands are in the back of that pew in front of you. And I'm looking around to see who it was, and he said, and you're just not wanting to let go of that pew. you're not wanting to get out of that pew. And all of a sudden it hit me. He's talking about me. And I looked over at Julie and I said, you going to take me up to the altar? And she had a big old smile on her face. And she goes, yeah. So I went up there and I gave the Lord my heart, gave him my life. And I said, I want baptized tonight. And he said, but the baptism isn't warmed up. And I said, I don't care. I cannot stand to live like this one more day. All of a sudden, it just, the truth was in me. And then, so I go home, and my husband, my first husband, said, you slept like a baby that night. And then he tells me, the night before you went to church with Julie, you sat up screaming in the bed and said, the devil was trying to kill you. And I said, I did? Why didn't you tell me about this? And he goes, I didn't know how to tell you. I said, okay. So God witnessed to him, and it still didn't do any good. But I was married to this guy for like 7 years, and I asked him why. He wouldn't go to church with me, and the Lord showed me he wouldn't bow his knee. He said he will never bow his knee to me. It's just how he is. And he kept beating on me and owning on me. And I said, I want out of this. And he didn't answer me. And I said, Lord, I'm going to pack my clothes and walk out of here. And if you can keep the dogs quiet, because they always whine, then I will leave this man, finally. And I took my clothes and I went next door to my mother-in-law's house. And the dogs did not whine. They started to whimper and I looked at them and it was like the angels told them to be quiet. I was just amazed. So I got out of there and I got out of my marriage. And then I started going to this little Pentecostal church. And within 30 days, I had 30 friends, 30 sisters and brothers. Three women told me, you can call me day or night. I never had that kind of structure before outside of my immediate household of how, you know, we grew up. And so I started going to church and I said, Lord, you're going to have to show me what you want me to know, because I grew up Catholic. I know what I'm hearing here is not the same thing. And so these people started to teach me about the Lord, and I'd call my sisters when I needed them or got stumped, and they'd help me out doing stuff. I went home, and I would listen to the preachers all day on the TV and the radio, and I was just so hungry for God. And the next thing I know, the Lord starts showing me revival signs. I'm driving down the road, and all of a sudden, it's like they're jumping out in front of me. You know, but they're not really moving, but it's just how you perceive it.
What type of signs?
Revival.
What does that mean?
Revival? The church is having a revival. They want.
Oh, I see what you said. Oh, okay.
So I'm being led to all these churches. So I go to all these different churches. And the Lord magnifies my mind, and I can see who has a heart for God. And I didn't know. I went into a Methodist church, and the preacher preached about the gifts of God. And he goes, you know, when God gives you a gift, you accept it. But he said, until then, you don't beg, and you don't go after it like that, because we're polite people. And I thought, oh, boy, is he in trouble? So as soon as church got over, I opened up my Bible and I said, God says we're supposed to be adamant and seek after these gifts that he wants us to have. He's not a person in that respect, like on how we are polite to each other. We're polite to God, but he wants us to have these gifts. He said to seek these adamantly, go after them. And I had a half a dozen people standing there talking about the gifts of the Spirit. And my neighbor lady's just laughing at me because she didn't know what was going on. She says, what kind of a trick was that? And I said, that wasn't a trick. That was God. And she got really solemn really quick. And she said, wow, that's just amazing. I never seen God act like that before. And I said, seek his gifts and see what happens in your life.
Amazing. So let me ask you, you remarried, you say?
Did what?
Did you say you got married again?
Yes, I'm remarried now, 33 years.
And you have children with your first husband?
No.
Oh, okay.
I have miscarriages. They're in heaven.
And you have children with the second husband?
No.
Oh, okay. And
We did adopt his grandson, though, a second grandson.
Oh, okay.
And I have a 14-year-old.
And so did you have a question or a comment?
What was your question for the day?
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
That means to deny what you want. You want God's will to be done. So don't go spending all your time playing bingo or playing the slots or going to the bars. Quit doing that. Read the word and get into church and get a church family structure going. And when you do that, all you have to do is head in that direction and he starts smiling down on you and blessing you.
Amazing. So now do you obey your husband?
Yes, most of the time. They were getting trouble.
So do you obey your husband?
Yes.
Nice. Have you overcome your anger?
Pretty much.
Have you overcome your anger?
Yes.
Have you overcome your anger?
Most of the time.
Have you overcome your anger?
I do not yell and scream like a banshee like I used to.
And have you overcome your anger?
I have overcome my anger in the name of Jesus.
So have you overcome your anger?
Yes. Why do you ask six times now?
You haven't given me a straight answer yet. But have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
You told her?
Yes.
You went to your mother and told her you forgive her what she done to you?
Yes.
What did you say to your mother?
I told her I forgive her. My mother saw the conversion in me, and she got saved.
What did your mother say when you told her you forgive her for what she done to you?
She cried.
She cried?
She forgave me, too. I mean, she asked me to forgive her. I forgive her.
Did you ask her to forgive you?
Yes.
Why?
Because I knew I was a brat.
But God never told you to ask anyone to forgive you. Why'd you do that?
Because I just felt that inside of me to make it right with her.
But God said the right way to make it right is for you to forgive others. He never asked you to ask for forgiveness at all. Why'd you do it?
Because I felt guilty.
You felt guilty?
About how I was as a teenager and a young adult.
But you were just like your mother, though. Why would you ask Satan to forgive you?
Because she's my mother and I wanted good standing with her.
Why?
Because I love her.
If you love her, you would have forgiven her and not asked for forgiveness.
I'm not understanding you on that.
God said, go and forgive, and I will forgive you. He never said for you to ask other people to forgive ask them to forgive you because human beings do not forgive.
But we're supposed to make things right with our brethren, and that includes our parents and our family.
But what does that mean to make things right with them?
If you've done something wrong, you need to go make it up to them.
What does that mean to make things right with them?
Well, the first thing I did was ask for forgiveness.
But you're not supposed to ask for forgiveness. Did God tell you to ask for forgiveness?
I think he did.
Where?
It was laying on my heart.
Where did he tell you to ask, other than him, When did he tell you to go ask anyone else for forgiveness?
I don't know.
So why do you say that then?
It's just how I felt at the time. I made amends with my mother.
But how do you make an amend with her by asking her to forgive you? You're still subject to her.
I was a brat.
But because your mother was a brat, you became like what you hate.
My mother was good to me.
And no such thing as a good mother.
Except for, no, she was a good mother. She provided for us.
Except for what?
Except for when she kept telling my ex-husband where I was at, because she couldn't lie to him.
No. Your mother is not a good woman at all.
Yes, she was.
Uh-uh. If she had been a good mother, you would not have become like her.
I didn't become like her.
Yes, you did. You had the same anger. You had the same lack of patience. You had the same the desire to control. You became just like her.
That could be.
I'm sorry?
I said that could be.
No, that is. That's why you don't go to Satan and ask Satan for forgiveness. You forgive them because they are of the devil, and God will forgive you.
That's a new one on me. I'm going to have to look into that.
And did you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No.
And why not?
He didn't have any reason to protect me from my mother.
Your mother was evil. The responsibility of the father is to respect the protect the children from the mother.
Oh.
That makes sense?
Yes.
So have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
No.
Why not?
It never occurred to me.
Because your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother because he married his mother. He married every man married their mother. And they become boys. With
when my parents got married, they came from dysfunctional families.
Of course.
Okay?
I rest my case.
But they agreed not to raise us the same way they were raised.
But they ended up doing it, though, anyway.
No, they didn't.
Look how you became like your mother.
In what respect did I become like
I
my mother?
I just told you. Emotional, angry, desire to control, worry, anxiety. You had the same spirit your mother has.
Yeah, because the spirits do rub off on each other.
Yeah.
That's why you have to be careful who your friends are.
Why didn't you forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother? Why haven't you gone to him and forgiven him?
I don't know why it never occurred to me, but both my parents are gone now.
How is it that you love God, of whom you never seen, but hate your earthly father?
Repeat that again.
How is it that you love God, of whom you never seen, but hate your earthly father, of whom you have seen?
I don't hate my earthly father, but I do love God.
But you haven't forgiven your earthly father, so you hate him.
Like I said, that's a new one on me. I'm grasping something out of that, but I am not getting it at a whole yet.
Right. One other quick question.
Yes.
Why did you go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Why'd you do that?
Because the preacher had an altar call.
But why did you do it? God never told you to do that. What made you follow the preacher?
Well, when I got down on my knees, God's hand was on my forehead.
No, that was the preacher.
I had to open my eyes up to see that there was no man there. That was God.
Rebecca.
His hand was on my head.
Rebecca.
Yes.
Why did you go down to the front of the church and accept the auction call, whatever you call it?
And the altar call?
Yeah. Why did you confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Did God ever tell you to do something like that?
That's what the Holy Spirit was moving in me that day. I went to the altar.
Did God ever tell you to do anything like that?
No.
Did the Bible ever tell you to go down to the front of the church and accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior?
No.
So why'd you do it then?
Because it was an altar call, and he led me to the Lord.
No, he led you right back into deeper into hell, because God never told you to do that.
I'm going to have to talk to Abba about that one.
Who is Albert?
Abba.
Who is that?
Father God.
Oh. He never told you to do that, and that doesn't work. That's man-made. It has nothing to do with God at all.
Oh, it worked.
Oh.
It worked.
No, it
yes,
didn't work.
Yes, it worked.
You haven't forgiven your earthly father. You have not forgiven your mother. And you still have anger. So it didn't work.
Huh.
All you got was a feeling, and God is not into feelings. Feelings come from Satan.
Yes.
So you steal of your father, the devil.
No, not anymore.
Yes, you are. You have not forgiven your earthly father, even though he's dead now. You still have not forgiven him. You have not forgiven your mother.
God never asked us to be perfect. He asked us to give.
That's not true.
God given said, to his will.
No, God said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Where do you get that from that he never asked you to do that?
He asked us to be good.
No, he asked you to be perfect.
What's the scripture on that?
In the Bible?
Yes. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. He said, be good as your Father in heaven. Be perfect. Be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Okay.
So you didn't know that?
Yes, I've heard that before.
But you just said he didn't say it.
No, because the Bibles are different.
No. The Bibles.
Some of them say good and some of them say perfect.
Read Matthew 5:48.
Okay.
All right. And listen, one more thing that I got to run.
All right.
I want you to continue to do your little hooping and hollering prayer and all that Holy Spirit stuff you think you feel. But I want to encourage you, do your hooping and hollering and then be still and know God. Do the silent prayer. God said to be still. You don't know what you want. You don't know what to ask for. You don't know what you need. So start doing the silent prayer, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. But, all right, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer.
Yes.
You do a little hoop and holler for, oh, Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I met Jesus in 1986.
No, you ain't met
Jesus.
He
wakes me up laughing.
But do your hoop and holler, dear, be still and know God, and let me know how that goes, Rebecca.
Okay.
But forgive your earthly father. He loved you. He just didn't know how to handle the hell in your mama. All right?
Why do I forgive my father, but I don't forgive my mother?
I said forgive your mother, too. Your mother could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. So your mother didn't have love. And as far as taking care of you physically, she's supposed to. She had you, and that's what parents do. It's not a favor. It wasn't a favor. It was a responsibility that she brought on herself by having a baby.
That's right.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
All righty.
Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger is not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. And James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, he white. And then, after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you don't want to miss it. Don't forget to like the videos. Like the videos. And also, I will do shout-outs for you. Amazing shout-outs. Whatever the occasion is, birthday, divorce, getting married, encouragement. Just plain old shout out. Hi. Graduation's coming up. Whatever. This is the season for all type of events. I will do shout outs for you. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And or you can go to shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. Shoutout.fans/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. The women's forum this Thursday, tomorrow night. Every third Thursday night, the ladies forum. And the ladies are serious. They're going from the basement all the way up to the 50th floor this year and above at 7 p.m. One last quick thing. We have a punching, brand new episode of Punchy TV today. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV with Bill. Don't mess with Bill. No, 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 no. Don't mess with Bill. Bill today at 2 p.m. You can call in and you can super chat with him and all kinds of things. Shout outs with Bill at 2 p.m. Pacific time, right after the American Anchor Baby. Let me go to Justin, a first time call out of North Carolina. Justin, you are on the air.
Jesse, how you doing, man?
All is well, Justin.
Yeah, hey, I just want, just real quick, I'm a new time listener, first time caller, and I saw you for the first time when you were interviewing Brian Shapiro. And man, I have never been more impressed or entertained with your affect and your demeanor and your logic and just, so excited to have found you and can't appreciate more what you're doing in the sense I get from you as a Christian, as a conservative Republican.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, great. The great orange hope, as Brian would call him. So I wanted to kick it back real quick to something you were discussing in the previous hour, you know, highlighting, you know, the bad behavior, the changing consumer habits, the teen takeovers, right?
Oh, yes.
And I got to admit, again, like, from a Christian brother to another, like, I want to love, but, man, I'm getting so tired, and especially being in Charlotte, having a black mayor and a black DA, and, like, the people, female, that let out that guy 37 times or whatever, and then he stabs Zarina Zarutska in the neck. You know, it's like, how do we solve this problem sooner rather than later?
Which problem?
The black youth, the culture, the degradation, the violence, the irresponsibility, the victimhood mentality. I mean, but most specifically, just the violence and the antics. You know, the Chipotle riots, the teen takeovers. We just put them all in jail, right? I mean, how we deal with this?
You forgive them, lay down your weapon, and leave the battlefield, because this is hell on earth, and unless a person's heart changed from hate to love, it's going to only get worse. But if you forgive them, realize they're of evil and they can't help it, they're lost, they can't see, and you just don't, you leave the world, you overcome the world, then you'll be fine no matter what happens outside of you. You'll be fine, but you got to leave the battlefield. You got to lay your weapon down, and you got to overcome the world inside of you and outside of you, inside of others. Because this is hell on earth, and it's not going to get better. It's going to only get worse.
But I mean, there are practical solutions, right? And you talk about the policies that you appreciate of the great white hope.
Right.
I mean, and they even talk, like, the DOJ, right? She's, you know, technically she's kind of she's the top dog, top lawyer in Washington, D.C., and she's saying she's going to start charging the parents. You know, it's like.
Right, but she's not going to change. But she's not going to change the hearts of human beings. And so they may pass laws that hopefully will lock up some of the criminals. But
okay, that's what I'm talking about. That's all.
Things are still going to get worse, or they're not going to get better. But for you, if you overcome the world, you will have a perfect life and will not be affected by whatever others are doing at all.
I appreciate the spiritual notion, but I'll tell you what, brother, like, I would love nothing more than to have had my weapon and been on that train when Zarina Zarutska was sitting there. And so,
why is that?
Because I would have hoped that I could have at least maybe protected her, like, gone and sat next to her, realizing how dangerous a situation she was in just by the nature of the fact that, I mean, you saw the video, so we all know who was there.
But could have been sitting right next to her and could not have stopped that situation at all.
But maybe I could. I'm just saying, you can only remove yourself from the hell on earth. Like, and we don't have to live like this. There are.
Well, you don't have to live like that if you don't want. I don't have to.
Well,
live
I know I'm not, but I have to. I'm surrounded by them. I can't walk down the street without worrying about stuff sometimes.
I understand that. You're absolutely right.
Now we can't go to Chipotle and get a burrito. I mean, even when you watch that video, or, you know, there's a couple different takes, you see a white dad and his like, you know, young adolescent kids or preteens, you know, and like hiding behind the pillar.
Yeah.
Like, so we could just put them all in jail, right? Like, we don't need to just let this keep happening, right?
No, you're right.
And that's a place coming from love. It's good for them.
But you're right about that, because an angry person is a lawless person. They're a murderer. And so they need some type of control, and that's why we need jails and prisons to contain these people. Otherwise, they will just go completely out of control, as you see right now. But that's not going to stop evil, because every generation will just get worse until and unless they return to the Father. Their hearts are changed from anger to love.
Yeah.
And if you notice, I don't know how long you've been aware of the black situation. Black people, not all, but most have gotten worse in the last 70 years. There's nothing good about them at all because their hearts are wicked.
Yeah, the great society, right?
What does that mean?
Well, that's Andrea Ocasio-Cortez just referred to the fact that until black people got the right to vote, we didn't get the great society ushered in. And what she was referring to was the social welfare
program. But she's a liar. She's evil.
Yeah, you're right. I was riffing off of what you said last 70 years and bringing it back to the Democratic primary leading contender.
Yeah. Let me ask, Justin, because of time, have you dropped your anger?
I try to. Yes.
Have you dropped your anger?
I do. I want to, and I do, but then when I see stuff like this, and then I see it in my own life, but, you know, there's plenty of opportunities, and yes, I have dropped my anger, but I am more than willing to defend myself and defend others if something obnoxious starts happening in my vicinity.
Have you dropped your anger?
Yes.
So you never get angry?
Well, are we talking about this specific topic or? No, I haven't. No, I haven't. And that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I can until it disappears.
Do you want to drop your anger?
Yes, sir.
Well, you can if you want to.
Yeah, I know.
But why don't you drop it?
Because even if I drop my anger and things keep getting worse, then what's that for?
What good is it doing you to be angry?
Well, I'd like to have you tell everybody that all these people just need to be locked up for 15 years minimum or have $1.25 million bail.
What good is it doing you to hold on to anger?
I called unto you.
Why don't you drop your anger and see what happens?
Yes, my brother. I appreciate it.
Do you want to drop your anger?
Yes, and
do you want to
and
drop,
I know,
yes, sir.
Yes, I do, and I'm moving in that direction.
How are you moving in that direction?
I've honestly felt a decrease in my anger, even just over the last few months, and I can't explain exactly why, but I think I'm having more confidence in things. Just keep moving in the right direction culturally, you know, with immigration, mass.
I know, but the world is not moving in the right direction at all.
Well, I guess so. I think that there are things that are moving in the right direction.
Like what, for example?
Well, I just gave you a few examples. I think bringing China to heel, and I have no problem bombing Iran for the next 10 years if it means no more boys playing girls' sports.
But that's not going to help you.
Yes, it would. Jesse, come walk with me. Come walk with me tonight. I do a zombie walk. We'll go at 1 p.m. or 1 a.m.
Right, I understand what you said. All those things are happening for sure, and they're getting worse. As I said in the opening this morning, they're getting worse. But, Justin, because of time,
yep.
If you knew how to be totally free of anger and only operate from the love, would you do it?
Absolutely.
You got to forgive your mother.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I send her a nice bouquet for Mother's Day.
That's not working on it. That's not it at all.
Well,
you got to face
her. This is a whole other conversation, Jesse. You don't want to open this can of horns on air, brother.
Yes,
for time.
I know, because of time. But look, if you want to be free, you got to face your mother and forgive her for what she's done to you.
Yeah. What's going to happen? We're talking real time. I appreciate the encouragement.
And then you got to forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's right. He comes next. I knew all this before I called, and I'm happy to hear you dial in.
Why have you done it?
Baby steps. Jesse, you give me your personal line. Maybe I'll give you all the details, man. It's
323.
It's a little dirty, but
323.
All right.
72-1980 if you want counting, all right?
All right, my friend.
Thank you, Jesse.
Keep it up.
I will.
Looking forward to the next one.
Right on, buddy. Okay. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Sunnyside up. Welcome, JLP show member. Hey.
Thank you, Sunnyside up. I appreciate that. Amazing. Thanks for your support.
Nikki 313, are some people genuinely called by God to live a life of silence, contemplation, and spiritual devotion? Kind of like monks, nuns, sages, or whatever? I've heard people say it can be a form of escape from ordinary worldly life. Do you think it's true?
Repeat that.
Are some people genuinely called by God to be like monks, nuns, etc.?
None of them. Amazing. Thank you.
Cesar sees the three coffees. Jesse, when you said emotional people are schizophrenic, I found that very interesting and a good take. What made you notice that?
Wait until you wake up. You're going to see every human being on the planet is schizophrenic-y. Because that's what angry people are. They are children of Satan. And forgive them, though. They don't know. They cannot see. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Identity Christ is the word for today is moniker, quote unquote. Hague, please explain to Jesse what a moniker is and say the word slowly. Ma-nicker. Literally means nickname. Why are blacks allowed to use a word on TV, songs, interviews, everywhere publicly? But the second a white person uses the word, all hell breaks loose, he asks.
What?
Never mind. My question is, what would happen if white people started using the N-word as a moniker towards other white people? Would that level the playing field? It's just a word like moniker.
No. I don't know what you mean by playing field. What's a playing field?
You know how blacks get a double standard versus whites. Blacks can act all crazy, and then whites, if they step outside the line just a touch and say the N-word, then they go. Then they get the clamp down.
Oh.
So it's not equal treatment under the law.
It's never going to be that way.
Indeed.
Oh, man, it's never going to be that way. No such thing as equal treatment under the law. Because human beings make the laws, and human beings are laws. They're not going to make fair laws. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
New Solo. I could be wrong. My understanding, the N-word is not a reference to black people. Actually used to be a job title hundreds of years ago, believe it or not. It was what people called cotton pickers. Whites, blacks, Mexicans, and natives were all cotton N-words. Because over the years, people from all those groups were doing that job in different parts of the country. It's what the job was called. The blacks were not the only ones doing it. Later, as time went by, it just applied to blacks, but I'm not sure why they
keep
stopped
it piffy.
Everyone else that.
Piffy! What the... one thing I want to say about that word, the nigger rah rah word, is that it's just a word. It has no meaning at all. Zero meaning. It's just a word that other human beings use to degrade one another and or to control others. It's just a word, and you should never be subject to words. You're only subject to words if you're in a fallen state, if you're on an ego trip, if you have no love. It's just a word. I wouldn't spend all that time on a word. You're giving it too much attention, and you're making a conversation out of nothing. Really. Shallow minds have shallow conversations. That's just a word. It's not even worth thinking about. But just don't let you overcome words as an individual, and you won't be controlled by words. So it's just a word. It has no meaning. It's not real at all. And the people that are pretending to be hurt by the word have no love. They're egos. They identify with the devil, and they call the pain they have themselves, right? It's in the body, but it's not in them. It's just a word. I wouldn't really spend that much time on it. If I do what you want, but I recommend, I wouldn't be trying to figure out the word and when did the word start and where did it start and why. It's a way you and evil are one when you spend that much time on that word. Any word, really, to be honest. Amazing. What?
I had a shallow conversation with the AI the other day, last week, and I found out that mountain men of all races called themselves and each other that word, but it was spelled U-R-S at the end.
What a shame. What a waste of life. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Killer Mike.
And keep it pithy.
Yeah, keep it pithy, New Solo 777.
Thank you, New Solo 777.
K Mike, devil emoji. Bought a coffee. I just wanted to give a big shout out to Derek, the ultimate Nazi coon, Bible thumper, Trinitarian flat earther, country boy. Best JLP network producer to this day. Shout out Sean Hugh White.
Who White?
Sean.
He White.
The ex producer.
Oh, that's from Sean?
No, to Sean. Shout out to Sean.
Oh, shout out to EY and shout out to Derek. He black. Amazing producer. I agree. Absolutely.
Bree K on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
And he said thanks, by the way, Derek did.
Nice.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Bree K, as always. No message.
What was it?
Five coffees.
Thank you, Bree K. I appreciate it.
A few telegram answers to the biblical question. Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean?
Yes.
Surrender, complete and total surrender. And it's truly a beautiful place to be, says Jackie.
Thank you. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Abay, A-B-A-Y. Pardon me if I'm butchering the name. Says, don't take the self you built seriously.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Yep.
And David L.B., did become new, deny the old self, have no identity, accept the past, and let it disappear forever.
Amazing. Thank you.
And PBR.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
And on gab.com/JC Lee Peterson.
You got to know how to gab.
PBR Rock says, show restraint and discipline when faced with earthly desires.
Amazing. And
nice.
Thank you.
Alexander from Florida. Jesse, you often say, quote, if you want to do something, do it. And if you don't, don't.
Right.
But also, we should be wanting for nothing. Who is the one who is wanting, our true self or our ego?
I don't understand that. How did that go with doing what you got to
do? Do what you want?
Yeah.
Because who wants to do what you think that you want to do or what you want to do? Who is the one wanting? Our true self wants or our ego wants? He is asking.
I don't understand that question. What does it have to do with getting to
do
what
something?
You want? Yeah. How are you going to communicate that if you don't say do what you want to do? I don't understand the question.
He didn't say don't say
do
what you want
to
do.
You can either make it clear by calling me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it clear in your... Because I don't understand it.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Thank you. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Manhood Hour's coming up, and I'll be back in a moment.
I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old, and ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
Yeah.
There's plenty of mess going on in the world, this here world. Welcome to the end of Black Excellence. It's been 2 hours of Black Excellence every Wednesday, y'all. It is May 20th, 2026 AD, and Manhood Hour is coming up in the third and final hour of today's show, y'all, on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open you can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air. And ladies are welcome to call in even during Manhood Hour. Just because they took over Female Monday doesn't mean they cannot take over Manhood Hour if they would like. All are welcome during Manhood Hour. But the lines are full. Men are welcome to call in as well as children, if you're allowed. And the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby, and then afternoon, 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV on YouTube. Make sure you're following. As well as on Instagram and even on X. Very cool. You know, there were Tuesday's primaries. That's nice. And Raul Castro was not primaried, but he may be facing charges. Former Cuban president Raul Castro, he's like 90 years oldish. 94, I think. Expected to be indicted. It looks like indicted, but it's indicted today by the Justice Department of the United States in a prosecution more than 30 years in the works. 3-0. The criminal charges focus on the 94-year-old's alleged role when back when he was like 64-ish, while serving as Cuba's defense minister in ordering the shooting down of two civilian aircraft belonging to the Cuban-American group Brothers to the Rescue way back in 1996. I was in like high school, freshman, sophomore-ish. Anyway, vanishing homes on Zillow, hundreds or perhaps thousands of home listings could be going dark on Zillow today, according to Commie Nonsense Network. Why? I don't know. You look into it for yourself. Thailand is tightening their visa restrictions. They're fed up with unruly tourist behavior. Thailand is ending a 60-day visa-free entry program for travelers from dozens of countries, including the so-called United States. Because there's riffraff coming from the United States to Thailand, I imagine. I wouldn't be surprised. There's a whole lot of riffraff, more out of control than ever. There are chicks coming from artificial eggs. A biotech company said their scientists have hatched 26 chicks, as in baby chickens, not girls, okay? Not pretty girls. From artificial eggs. Could the breakthrough help save endangered species? Asks Commie Nonsense. Terrible. And Pope Leo is greeting young Catholics with a viral 6-7 motion? Terrible. The Vatican gained some ground, some aura points with Gen Z or Gen Alpha. Terrible. What a mess. And North Korea's women's football club. Soccer players, okay? Not real football, not American football. This is globo homo communist football. Soccer. They became the first North Korean athletes to visit South Korea in more than 7 years. Isn't that nice? Yes, it's nice. They all have like short hair. You can kind of tell they're gals, most of them. Nice. Shout out North Korea and South Korea. That's cool. Let me tell you a little bit about the primaries. Massey, Thomas Massey, he lost his primary. Leaves no doubt about Trump's power over the GOP, the grand old party. President Trump scored another win against one of his most outspoken Republican critics on Capitol Hill, dislodging Representative Thomas Massey in Kentucky's Tuesday primary. You heard about that last hour on the end of the at the end of the hour, Hake News. The race was the most expensive U.S. House primary in history, not by force, just because people felt the need to donate to his opponent. Voters also went to the polls in Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. Massey was entrenched in his deep red Kentucky district before his feud with Trump exploded. All who go against our God's man shall fail. I'm James Hake, now JLP, Manhood Hour.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's the third hour of the show, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week is, Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen anywhere in the world. We're here Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. So different time zone for different folks. So if you just got to move about and do what you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen on your phone as it is happening and while you're moving about, walking, working out, no matter what, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me on coffee.com/JLP Talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And thank you in advance. It is Wednesday, the third hour of the show today. And it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Where is your father?
U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro announced her office will be prosecuting parents of children who are participating in takeovers.
Parental involvement.
And I think this is when we as a village have to come together as a city to create as many safe spaces as well as economic opportunities for families so they don't feel the need to act out of their despair.
Oh, you think they're doing it? He doesn't really believe that. They're not doing this due to the lack of economic or the lack of community and all that mess. Those are lies in order to control you. It's the heart, folks. And most human beings. We're all until the man and woman, the man or the woman who decide, you know what, I'm tired of living this way. I don't want to be angry anymore. I want to love my enemy instead of hating my enemy. I want to love God instead of loving evil. Human beings, all are evil. And if you doubt me, wake up. Work on yourself and then see what's going on around you. There's no love in families or anywhere. Black people don't love black people. White people don't love white people. Japanese don't love Japanese. Chinese, oh, don't love Chinese. If you don't love all, you love none. And if you look around in your own family, in your own relationships, in your own jobs, there's no love. It's only hate. You're either one with what's right, you love God with all your heart, soul, and might, or you love the devil. There's no in between. There's no gray area. You're either one with evil or you're one with God. You can't go back and forth with it. You're either of one or the other, and all who are born of the woman is of evil until they return to the Father, until they forgive. And evil is a mess. It comes in all kinds. It dresses itself up in all kind of love, which is hate. You not heard that song, address you up in my love?
I don't think so.
I'm dressing you up in my love all over your body. That's Madonna, man.
What the?
Like a virgin.
I'm basically nobody.
1984, I'm told. And the word, I'm surprised you ever heard Madonna like song like that. But anyway, Satan dress you up in his love, which is hatred. It's of the heart. As long as the heart is evil, you have no love. And I don't care what you do, what you own, have or don't have, what color, male or female, if the heart has not changed from anger to love, you're lost. You and Satan are one. Every man, every woman on the planet, until you return to the Father, your battle is a spiritual battle. I want to show you, before I go back to the callers, I want to show you just a couple examples, but there are so many more, it's not even funny, of what evil looked like. What vain and vanity look like. What is an example of evil? And these are like perfect example, but even when you judge yourself or others, when you think negatively of yourself and others and or other, you're evil. It's in the mind. Evil is committed in the mind, and not in the action itself, because without the thought, you can never carry out the act. If you notice, everything you do, everything you feel, first come a thought. But you're not paying attention to see that. And because you're not paying attention, then come the feelings of depression, of loneliness, of stress, of worry, of the past, of the future, suicidal thoughts, murder, raping, whatever. You have the thought first, and that's where the problem is. Your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not from God. They're of your father, the devil. Resist them, and they will flee from you. Resist them, and they will flee from you. I want to give you a couple of examples, and then I get back to your calls and super chats of vanity and evil. It has nothing to do with the physical. It's all spiritual. It's of evil, not of good. Grok. A video shows a young man in a prom suit, fanning a thick wad of cash and posing for the camera. Watch this from X. He's been set up to fail in life. If this is what they say it is. They say he had money in his hands and posing for the camera and going to the prom. And the devil's on the sideline applauding. Right on, Satan. Right on, son of Satan. Being applauded by the devil. And the feeling that he's getting from that is evil. And he's been set up to fail. The world lied to you. There's no truth in the world. They lied to you. That's why you gotta, as an adult, male or female, you're responsible for you and no one else is. You are responsible for your own spiritual life. And don't, you can't even imagine what a spiritual life is. So don't go into your imagination about that. Don't be talking about, oh, I'm spiritual. I'm spiritual. No, you're not. If you got to say it, then you're not. Because you don't know what it is if you're saying it. What the? Here's another video shows a young black woman in a gold gown making a dramatic celebrity style entrance down from a red carpet in her house, complete with cash stacks, dancing, and family filming. Watch this from X. Amazing, huh? Setting those young people up to fail in life because they're going to want more and more and more of that as they get older. And when they don't have that, Satan would tell them, oh, Lord, you don't have that anymore. Your life is not worth living. Or go out and steal it. Or get high. Or take some psychedelic drug so you can be thinking that you're in heaven. The world set us up, including our own parents, to fail in life. And you hear this devil's on the side applauding it, encouraging emotions. And all emotions are evil. And that's going to get worse because now that other young people have seen it, and this gal, if this is real, has gotten the thrill from it, now they, what are you going to do next to dress up, or what's the next thrill you're going to do to get an even better feeling than that? Oh, she walked the red carpet out of the house with money all over her and doing this. I got to take it a little beyond that. Or next prom, I don't want to do it that way anymore. I need some more than that. Enough is never enough for the children of evil. You must return to the Father, folks. It's a spiritual battle. Lay your weapon down and leave the battlefield, and the war will be over. The fight will end as soon as you leave. And it's unfortunate that the parents do this to their own children. Your parents don't love you. Your mama don't lie to you, and she lies to everyone. Your mama don't like you. Your mama hates you. Your mama is about mama. Mama got a bigger thrill than that gal did if she got a mama. It's all for mama. It's never for you. Mama don't have love, and her love is not special. You got to return to the father. It's unfortunate, but this is what happens in families, and then they blame it on something else. Oh, it's due to the lack of opportunities, they say, or Jim Crow, or somebody did something, or something happened outside that made you do it. No, it's happening inside of you. Everything that's wrong with you is in you and not outside of you. But you look outside, and it's going to get worse. I want to play at least one more video here, and I want to know what you think about this. I saw this. Oh, no, I don't know if I've seen that. I don't think my producer showed me this. He told me about this video. This apparently there was a white guy over in Texas. Well, let me just show it to you. From Grok and Click to Houston. This is out of Angleton, Texas. A Texas County attorney named Michael Phillips was held in contempt of court during a 3-week child custody trial. And they say, I haven't seen it yet, but they say he repeated the so-called N-word. And he received a suspended of 3 days jail sentence and $500 fine. And they're saying that he can avoid both if he submit a written apology by June 30th. What the? This is from the Shade Room. Here's apparently what happened. This video shows that activists and others attacking Michael for what he said in court. Watch this from Hype Plus.
You call a black woman in word, call me that.
No, call me that.
I dare you to do it, and I swear for God, I'll make you taste the ancestors.
Me too.
As people continue to react to the news surrounding online streamer Chad the Builder's recent arrest, another moment involving the N-word is starting to go viral. According to reports, at the top of May, a Texas attorney by the name of Michael Phillips would use the N-word several times during an argument at a child custody trial. Local outlets would reveal that Phillips would use the word in front of the opposing attorney, who happened to be a black woman, so much that the judge over the case would have no choice but to find him in contempt. Now, from the looks of the alleged transcript, Phillips would end up using the word a total of 10 times during this exchange. And in one particular moment, he would even go on to say, I can say N-word for you too. N-word, 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 N-word. I mean. Now, for the use of the word, Phillips would end up being given the option of 3 days in jail and a $500 fine, or file a written apology to the now identified attorney, Brenda DeRowan, and a separate written apology to the court. Fast forward to Monday, it appears that local activist Quanell X and Dr. Candace Matthews would take time to pull up on Phillips to let him know that that type of language would not be tolerated.
I want to hear what Hake and the Anchor Baby think about that incident right there. Isn't that something? I really want to hear. This is so interesting to me. And I want to know how y'all see it. Here's the four encounter, and ended with Michael's response. Why is this from X?
Oh, here we go. So, Mr. right here. Yeah, that's your ass.
So you don't
want
like
want
saying
you
N-word,
the one
right?
Like call people n- call me a n- call
I bet
me
you,
one.
I bet you won't call in front of a black man like
I bet
that.
You won't call
in
me
fact,
no n-
let me help you. You call a black woman N-word, call me that.
No, call me that.
I dare you to do it, and I swear for God, I'll make you taste the ancestors.
Me too.
You a coward. Call
why
that black that? Woman the N-word. You a real coward,
why
man.
Would you
we'll
do
catch
that?
You inside.
Now, go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
I guarantee you wouldn't do it in front of me.
Come on. Come on.
I know. In fact, I know you won't. Say the N-word in front of me.
Come on. Go on and out.
And I'll give you a taste everything for the ancestors.
Go on
say
and
it. Out. Say it in front of me. I dare you to say it.
What is your name?
It's Quanell X, but you'll learn it real well today.
Yeah.
Say it. I bet you won't say N-word in my face. I see, you talk to black women like that by themselves. Mm-hmm. You intimidate black women by themselves. Mm-hmm. But a black man, you won't open your god mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I
mm-hmm.
dare you to say it.
Mm-hmm. With that hearing aid.
I dare you to say it.
Mm-hmm. With that hearing aid in your shit, get your old ass in there. Run around here with your bald head ass, your old spotty liver face looking but I ain't playing with you.
Sir, would you like to make a comment about what you said or about what happened?
I'm not allowed to make a comment at the present.
So, that's somebody making a statement online or anything like that?
Who are you?
Well, they say that he couldn't comment because he was held in contempt of the court. And he was fined $500. They wanted him to, according to reports, I don't know. They wanted him to apologize by submitting a letter. Submit a written apology. What the? What do you think about that, Anchor Baby? Expert here on the JLP show.
So I was actually reporting on this story yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and so the guy was presiding over this like family court thing, and it's like a child custody case, something like that. And so there, and the attorney representing the opposing side is this black woman, and they didn't really say this in the video, but I mean, according to him, his story, side of the story is that he wasn't like using it against her or at anybody. He was just saying that the opposing side was using the N-word a whole bunch, and he thinks that there should be that the judge should do something about it. It's offensive language, et cetera. That's according to him, and so that he didn't mean it like how they're saying. That's according to him.
Really?
So what I think about it, I mean, again,
that's amazing.
No transcript is out, and I looked for it again this morning because of the story. That video we played made it sound like there was some official transcript out, but I haven't seen anything like that. I have seen that image they showed myself, the alleged transcript, and if you read it, it says it looks like a altercation between two. It looks like this woman, Ms. DeRuin, didn't like that he said the N-word at some point. It's not clear. And then she's like, feels good. That's what it reads here. Feels good, don't it? Feels good. And he's saying, can I get a word in edgewise here? And then at one point, it sounds like he even maybe got a little heated. It was like, I'll say N-word for you. I can say N-word for you. I'll say it. N-word, 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 N-word. If this is alleged, right? Again, I mean, so we don't know what happened, but it doesn't seem like what they're saying it is.
Amazing. And what are you saying about it, Hank? Were you familiar with the story for today?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I missed. I was remiss. I didn't catch that
I listened to Anchor Baby show, but I probably missed it. It sounded like I missed that part, too.
Yeah. I must have been outside.
But, I must have been in vain. Okay.
It just shows that black people hate white people. The whole eruption over the N-word is... Black people harbor a whole lot of hatred, and they're easily triggered, and they're projecting their hatred on the white man.
What would make somebody go down to the courthouse if they weren't already there, or be at the courthouse and go and attack this man because he used the word in that manner, cussing him out? I dare you to make you taste slavery or whatever he said. Or ancestor, where's the love in that?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's say that this man said those words, and they are wrong. And then the other people saw that. Where's the love in that? How did they help this man by getting in his face and carrying on like that? Calling him name and attacking him. And where's the love in that? Who is worse? the man who said the word or the people who are attacking the man for saying the word, allegedly. This is hell on earth.
I thought that woman was Frederica Wilson.
I thought it was too. It didn't look like her.
It's a younger woman.
Really?
Yeah. Internet personality.
Where's the love in that, though? There's no love in that. How about loving your enemy, loving your brother, loving your neighbor as yourself, loving God first? The way that black guy and that black woman treated this man was nothing but pure hatred.
I know. And they think they're setting a good example.
It was so wicked, it would make you feel for the white man.
Right.
What a mess.
Just nasty.
Let's say the white man was wrong, quote unquote. Let's just say it for the... But let's say the man was totally wrong. Whatever you may not say it. But you got to feel for him because of the way Satan's children are attacking him.
Yep.
And the man, oh, he's just standing there, poor white man.
It felt like those blacks were putting on a show.
It sure did. Oh, drama. One other quick one because of time. I want you guys to respond to Grok, or this video from May 14, 2026, out of a Chicago, Illinois, Cook County meeting where Jessica Jackson, a 63-year-old black woman, confronted commissioner and rejected the claim that black voting rights are in danger, stating that she had been voting since she was 18. Watch this from X.
The reality is this. Black people's voting is not in danger, and you know it's not. And you know it's not. I'm 63 years old. I've been voting since I was 18. I have never had a problem voting. Now, that may apply to my mother and father. It applies to my grandparents. Surely it does. And in fact, because it does, every single person in this room, including that Jewish lady that just got up and talked, need to really be thanking us. Really need to be thanking us for giving y'all the right to vote, for giving y'all the right to be here, instead of sitting up here manipulating the Voting Rights Act like something's getting ready to happen to our right to vote, when you know that's not true. So now you all gonna drag black people in here, definitely some senior citizens, and gonna have them come up here and talk about how they scared to vote. I just messed up the right to vote. Women need to vote. All that junk, when you know it's not true. Just like you sit up here and make like black people can't get IDs. Us requiring IDs to vote, it's gonna stop black people from voting. Why black people ain't got IDs?
All I can say to that is amen, sister. She is 100% right. What do you say?
Right on. Nice sass. Proper sass. Scary.
Oh, man, what do you say to that, Anchor Baby?
Yeah, I appreciate her telling the truth on that, that black people can't vote. That's insane that they try and pretend like they can't vote. You know, she adds this thing like she's voting since she was 18, but maybe her parents had issues. It sounded like she doesn't know that either, though. It kind of cheapens it a little bit. Right? That's why you got to overcome anger totally, in my opinion.
That's why she made, because there was a time when blacks could not vote or something like that. But she's so right. They can vote now. They can get IDs. But the politicians are going to lie to them and tell them they can't because the politicians want to control the blacks. By putting fear in them. Amazing. She was 63.
They're kind of young.
Yeah.
I remember like 10, 15, maybe 20 years ago, the voting rights thing. My friends, my liberal friends on Facebook were sharing stuff about, voting rights and racism. About voter ID.
I never had a problem with voting.
Yeah. It was out of left field.
Stretch off on Peel are available. Stretch off are available on Peel right now. Peel.net. Back in a moment to your call.
To responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father. And I returned to my father and through him, my father on earth,
And through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
That our community will change. The power is in the man. When man changes, then our family will change, and our community will change. The power is in the man. When God created man in his image, he gave the power and authority to him. Because we've been raised by women, they know not what they do, keeping man away from God. And until man realized that, he has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama. He has that woman nature that has been imposed upon him by mama. He can repent. He can repent.
Okay, welcome back. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. He ain't afraid of no ghosts. And after the Hake Report, Hake is the kind of guy that go hiking and get lost. And hiking, and then he sent out the SOS thing, and the airplane come and find him, and put down that bed thing so they can pull him up into the helicopter. Did y'all get pulled up into the helicopter?
I don't disclose.
And then they rescue them. And the Hate was lost in the woods one time. I still can't see it, but I can see it and not see it. He white. After the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. And you know what was interesting about the American Anchor Baby from 11? There go Hake. That's Hake spinning around on that plane.
And the Anchor Baby saving him.
Oh, that's right. Flying. The Anchor Baby learned how to fly on Google. The Anchor Baby is interested in that. There you go, Hate. The Anchor Baby is interested in that. He never heard of Madonna.
That song. Okay, I know. You heard of Madonna. Calm down. I know Madonna.
Oh, but you just had never heard of that song.
Right, yeah. Wait,
I'm going to wrap you up in my love all over your body. I wrapped you up in my love.
Don't deport me that fast. I at least know who that is.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Nice. Well, what's another one of her songs?
What's that one that's like, and I feel. And she's in that video and the world's going past her real fast. She's like,
what song?
And I feel. Right? Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Is that Like a Virgin?
No.
Ray of Light, maybe? Ray of Light, I think.
I don't know about it, I feel.
Yeah, Ray of Light.
What? And I feel like I just got home, and I feel
yes,
like I just got home.
Oh.
It's from the album Ray of Light, and I think it's this song.
That's the one.
Ray of Light. I think it's a later song.
Chad is laughing because they know what I'm talking about.
What?
Chad is laughing because they know what I'm talking about.
Didn't they have Madonna in Canada?
Yes, actually.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Her name is Celine Dion.
Oh, someone else.
It's funny.
Celine Dion used to be a good singer. I don't know what she... I've not heard about her in years now, but...
She had a throat problem or something.
Oh, yeah, that's what happened. I think I heard something like that. But anyway, the American Anchor Baby, right after the Hake Report. And yes, he has heard of Madonna. He just didn't know... She's going to wrap him up in her love all over her body, all over his body. Amazing. at 11 a.m. from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time, and then Punch a TV with Bill, a live episode today at 2 p.m. A live episode, Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And yes, we are having the ladies' forum. As a matter of fact, you can call in to Bill, you can super chat him and all that stuff. Don't mess with Bill. Bill don't play around. What the? And then the ladies' forum tonight. Tomorrow night, Thursday night, the third Thursday of the month, ladies' forum. So for those ladies who are coming in from out of town, yes, we are having the meetings. The meeting tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. All right? Madonna, I've said this before, Madonna attended a couple of the women's forums at Bond, at my nonprofit organization. She attended a couple of the meetings, and then she came back one time, and she brought Rosie O'Donnell with her. And O'Donnell came to the meeting. What the? The women's forum. Those women's forums are amazing. The men too, but the ladies are on it. 7 p.m. And don't forget to support us, all right? Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate or jesseleepeterson.show. Am I right about that?
.com/show.
jesseleepeterson.com/show. Yep. Let me go to Sergio out of Texas. Sergio, you are on the air.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to answer a biblical question.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What did he mean?
I think that means see what's going on inside of the body. That's what it means to me. So I can see that, like, I can't shape what's going on inside of me.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, that's what I think.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate that. And I'll put my little two cents in us, Sunday. You about to say?
I was going to say to Nick, if he remembers that episode of Boondocks, so the teacher that was saying the N-word, it reminds me of that scenario of where you can't, even if the kid or the person is using it, if you use it back to even describe the situation, they're saying that you can't do that. You can't say what the kid said because you're not black. But hey, he got it right. This is just projecting the real anger that we have for white people. So we just try to make a scene about it to make it look like we have pride, you know, that we black and we proud. But that's it.
Amazing. You remember Boondock?
Yeah, I for sure remember that episode. And that episode is actually parodying a real teacher. That's actually a real life thing that happened.
Oh, that was a movie?
It was like a animated series.
Oh, okay.
And they parodied this teacher. It was a real teacher that had said the N-word to a black student, and he alleges that he said it with the though. I said it with the and I was trying to just say that's my friend. And the video of this guy is famous, of this teacher.
Hell on earth. What the?
And it was the same context, Jesse. He was just repeating what the kid was saying because the kid was being disobedient in the class.
Oh.
And he was just repeating it to him, like stop saying, you know, and then he said the word. And then they're saying, like, yo, that's forbidden. You can't say that.
Oh, like what the judge, like that lawyer, it sounded like that's what he was doing. I didn't see it, so I don't know. But he was repeating what the person in court was saying, right?
Exactly. Oh, same scenario. But we got a monopoly on words because we're entitled. We can do that now in America.
What a mess.
Say what people can't say. Because there's no freedom of speech. It's just... It's possible cancellation. That's all it is. It's crazy. But, yeah, I can't wait to hear what you got to say on Sunday about it.
I appreciate it. Amazing.
Appreciate you
Thank you, Sergio.
I'll see you later.
Sergio. All right. Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Nick, try to show me something?
No, don't look.
Don't look. Okay. Nick, guy ain't trying to tell me nothing. And they try to play God.
Indeed.
Try to tell me something. Remember that song? God is trying to tell you something. Let me go to Nick out of Chicago. Nick, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Nick.
This is Nick, the original anchor baby from Chicago.
Amazing.
We talked last week.
Yes, sir.
So I told you I went to that wedding in Indiana. And I know not to ask a black man to remember, but
I know that I had no clue what you're talking about. What the?
Long story short, so Black Excellence here. So I went to this wedding in Indiana, and it was in Goshen, Indiana, which is the Amish country. So the morning after the wedding, I went downstairs to go get some coffee at the Holiday Inn, and they had two coffee machines where you put your coffee and press the button, then it brews the coffee, takes a couple of minutes and what have you. So one of the machines had a cup there that was already full, and it had been sitting there for like a few minutes or whatever. So I'm filling coffee for my wife and I. I use the one machine. Then I'm like, all right, whose coffee is this? So I take the coffee, I set it aside, and then I start brewing another cup of coffee for my wife. And then this black guy comes out of nowhere, big black guy, taps me on the shoulder. He's like, man, what you doing? He's like, that coffee was there for a reason. And I'm thinking to myself, well, is the reason just to hold up all these white people in the lobby who are trying to get their coffee? But I didn't say that. I just said, and this guy was getting like angry. And I'm just like, well, listen, man, I'm trying to just get some coffee. There's your coffee. You enjoy your coffee. And I just let it at that. But for a second there, it looked like I was going to get posted on TikTok and this guy was just going to go ape on me and, you know, thrash me in the lobby of the Holiday Inn in Goshen, Indiana.
What? No. Well, I'm glad you avoided the fight. You got to stop fighting with the devil.
No, absolutely right.
Amazing.
But white man's not even safe in Amish country, Jesse. What the heck?
It's over for white people. White people have not. They've allowed 70 and some years to go by, and they have not shown love to the blacks by not being afraid of them, but just speaking the truth. Now, I don't have anything to do with slavery. I'm not your problem. Your problem inside of you has nothing to do with anything outside of you.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
My first gut reaction was to react and then, you know, say something smart or whatever.
Right.
And I mean, back in my day, I was a fighter, and you know, I would never back down. And I didn't. And in this instance, it was, you know, definitely like revealed to me. It's like, all right, don't react.
Yeah.
Let this guy be angry, and then give him his cold coffee. Grab your hot coffee. Go upstairs to your wife and enjoy the rest of your day. I'm not
right
gonna let this ruin my little like mini getaway here just because this dude decides that he wants to. And it seemed like he did it on purpose, like because he was just waiting for somebody to move his coffee.
But
and,
Nick, that's a perfect way. You got to be a doormat because whatever you were saying based on what you've said, it was on him. It had nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
It's all inside
and he kind
of
blinked away, and he I could see he kind of had a little embarrassed look on his face.
Right.
Because again, you know, I rose above that little instant there. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not getting involved with this.
Perfect.
Man. Yeah.
That's amazing, Nick. I appreciate your call, Nick.
You got it. We'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Right now. Amazing. Let me go to Justin, who's been waiting a while out of Michigan. Justin, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, thanks for getting to me, man.
Yes, sir. I know. I just saw that you were waiting for a minute there. You're on the air.
Yeah, thanks, man. So okay. I got a question about, like, people living in their hell. And is there, like, an exception to it? And it's kind of related to my daughter's situation.
Okay.
She's 16 years old, man, and she goes back and forth from her mom's to my house. And her mom's house is kind of toxic, in my opinion. And she wants to stay with me full time, but she can't stand up to her mom to get it done, you know. And I thought I had it this past weekend because of the circumstances they had with moving and downsizing and not having enough room in the house and this kind of thing. But then she, you know, buckled again. And so, like, at this point, I feel like I just want her to live in her hell, my 16-year-old daughter. But I want to fight for her, you know, because I got to fight that woman, you know what I'm saying? But So I guess I just want to kind of run that by and see what you thought, if that makes sense.
And your question for me is what?
If I should let my daughter just live in her hell at this point.
Yes.
Because
she's 16 now, and she knows that you support her. She knows that she can come live with you, whether her mother like it or not, at 16. Right. And if she's refusing to take it, there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
Just have to, because if you try to change her or force her to do that, she's going to end up resenting you later for it, and you have to pay a price.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of, but it's really abusive over at her mom's house, and I'm serious when
I say
that.
But she loves it now.
Yeah, so she's like, I just hate to see her, like, get used, you know, she's used to it, and she takes it, and I just, but that's why I, like, feel like I'm going to approve the abuse if I just stop, you know what I'm
saying? But why do you feel that way? You can't do anything about it. Why would you feel that you're approving of it?
Well, because I'm just giving up on her, it feels like.
But, how are you giving up?
Well, because, like I said, I just let her live in her hell at this point and not, you know.
But you shouldn't be feeling anything about it. Who is feeling this?
What's that?
When you say you feel like you're giving up, you feel like you're leaving it in her hell and all that, who are you referring to?
Oh, I'm referring to the false me. I get it.
You know? What do you mean by that?
Well, I know it's me and my feelings, you know, about it.
And so when will you overcome those feelings, which are evil and not your own?
Well, I think I've overcome a lot of that whole idea, but this is just a little harder, I guess, because it's my daughter and it's closer to...
That's not why it's harder.
Okay.
The reason it's harder for you to let it go with your daughter because you got the thought in your head, this is my daughter. I got to fight for her. I got to do this. But she's 16. You've already told her. She already know. And if you didn't listen to those thoughts about it, you'd be free of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is kind of my last, you know, effort to talk about it. So I was really wanting your opinion on this, man. It was a big one for me. Actually.
Yeah, I understand. But here's what I recommend, Justin. Don't listen to any thoughts about that situation, or any situation, really, but this situation. Yeah. No thought, oh, your daughter, she's 16, the mother punishing her, and then this is going to happen. You made it clear to your daughter, you're 16 now, you're old enough to make your decision, you're free to come live with me, you don't have to be subject to your mother, don't be angry at her and leave it. But it's up to her now because the devil has taken your daughter over, there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, that's so sad to hear. But, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Why is it sad to hear?
Well, again, it's just my thoughts, you know, attaching no emotions about it, I guess.
But just imagine what would it be for you if you weren't sad to hear it or glad to hear it, but just had understanding about it?
Yeah, I understand that. And I've actually, one of the things you said kind of rang, I try to ask myself a lot of times, I think it was one of your biblical questions, what if you never thought about yourself again?
Yes.
And I think that kind of applies to this too, you know what I mean? So, and in a lot of situations, I always ask myself that question whenever I have doubt or whatever, so it helps out a ton. So maybe that's just, like I said, something applicable to this kind of thing too.
All concern about self will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. What do you say about that?
Say it one more time.
All concern about self will keep you out of the kingdom.
I understand what you're saying, and I do agree with that.
What am I saying?
You're saying, to me, I hear like, you know, as long as your ego is in the way, you can't have any peace, in a sense.
All concerns about self will keep you out of the kingdom of heaven. Right here on earth.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. I like that one. That's a good one.
So no more concern about self, Jim. I mean, Justin.
Yeah, I hear you.
And so these thoughts and feelings you get about your daughter, those thoughts are not your own. They're not from God. And they want you to react so they take you deeper, keep you right where you are, and take you deeper into hell.
Yeah, I agree, and it goes back to, you know, the thing with her mom. It's almost like the two devils wanting to fight again, or yes, this is another version of that or something.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah, I got you. Ah, well, that feels better, man. Got some clarity on that.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks, man.
All right, buddy. I wish you well. I'm glad I got to your call, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I was trying the last couple of days, man. I'm glad I got to talk to you about it. Yeah, man, you guys enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, you too, buddy.
All right,
bye. Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Alexander from Florida, call in or clarify your question about wanting to do something. Jamie. Yeah,
we read that already, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Call me or make it clear on your super chat. The way you state it, I just don't see the correlation between what you said and what you asked. Thank you.
Thank you. Jamie, a couple of coffees, a few actually. Those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly.
What?
Those who dare to fail miserably can achieve greatly.
Amazing. Thank you. That's deep.
Another from Jamie. To deny yourself means to say no to your own desires. Sounds like a biblical question answer.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What does that mean? And he says what?
Say no to your own desires and ambitions in order to follow God's will, as Jesus taught in Mark 8:34.
Amazing. Thank you. And I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
He says, prioritize spiritual growth and the needs of others over personal interests. According to Google. Hee hee.
Okay. Thank you.
Mike Young Age.
I don't understand that, but thank you.
He looked it up on the Google.
Oh, okay.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I don't know if you're aware of a viral video coming out of a white lawyer that said the so-called N-word and two black people confronted him at the courthouse in Houston. White lawyer acted like a champ with no fear. One of them you have debated in the past with the late Alan Combs show. Just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, we just covered it this hour.
What?
We just covered it this hour.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, that's the white lawyer who said the N-word in the Texas court.
Oh!
And those two blacks berated him.
Oh!
Terribly.
It's evil Mike, hell on earth. Thank you. Amazing.
He had given that before we covered it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Coconut meat. gave a rock emoji and a bowling ball just about to knock down bowling pins emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, coconut meat.
Thank you.
Cloud Bops with a BBQ answer to deny.
Jesus said to deny yourself. What did he mean by that?
To drop all self-concern and or be kept out of the kingdom. Amazing.
Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Free Chad the Builder, says Justin O'Dizzle. That's that white guy. It's not really Chad, it's Chud, but
oh, okay.
That's that white guy who got in trouble for the N-word
shooting. Is he in jail?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
222 gold pills from Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net. He says, press F to pay respects for Sassy Massey's career. Trump curse strikes again. What does the bad orange man have to say today, Uncle Ruckus? I mean, Jesse.
Don't mess with Trump. I didn't understand what that man's name, Hassie?
Massey, Thomas Massey.
Massey meant when he said, I had never really heard of Massey until the last few days. But when he said he went out to accept defeat, he said, I would have come out earlier, but I was looking for my opponent to congratulate him, and I thought I had to look into Jerusalem for him.
Or Tel Aviv?
Yes, Tel Aviv, something like that. I didn't know what he meant by that.
And yes, together, we will make America great again.
Amazing. I didn't know what he meant by that. Did you hear that statement from him?
Yeah, it means that he thinks
that guy living in Israel or something?
Yeah, he's accusing that guy of being an Israel puppet.
So does he live in Israel? He live in Tel Aviv?
No.
He doesn't. Why would he want to look over there?
He's just being slick. Oh. Getting his pot shots off at the rightful winner.
Oh, you're just playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking about somebody that had won the election, but they live in Tel Aviv. Amazing. Thank you.
Trump could be prime minister.
Thank you, Pastor Shelley.
Trump could be prime minister of Israel, he said.
I know. I believe it.
Matthew 6:14-15, if you forgive others their sins, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive you your sins.
That's for sure and without a doubt. Amazing. Thank you.
Robert, it's nighttime here. I just had my dinner. Big steak and 3 nice sweet potatoes, Your Honor, Jesse. And it was good.
Amazing. I can taste it now. What the? Amazing. Steak and potatoes? Sweet potatoes? It doesn't get any better. Thank you.
Jamie, Jesse, why them folks wear their pants below their rear end with the underwear exposed? Sometimes it's sickening. And he goes into detail. What the?
What the? They can't afford any clothes. There's no opportunity. Amazing. Thank you.
Border Hopper 1985. Wowee, you're looking dapper. Now that's a classy shirt. Punchy?
Amazing. Thank you.
Cheddar Bob, Jesse, I usually listen to your show when I'm driving to different customers. Now that I've hired a new guy who's with me on the road, should I refrain from playing it aloud so I'm not imposing it on him?
Only if he complained about it. Let's say he said, I don't want to hear that. Don't impose it on him. But yeah, otherwise, yes, you can listen.
Nice.
Yeah.
Marcus G, it's in the Bible. It's in the Word. Hallelujah.
It's in the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word. Word was God. God was the Word. And the Word is God. In the beginning. Amazing. Thank you.
The Real Jarrell 120. Good morning, everybody. Why can't women stick to one thing? The caller said she's doing the silent prayer, but going running to the altar to catch the Holy Spirit. Can't serve two masters.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Juice make sugar. What does it say about my former coworker? Talks about loving, defending black people, but also tells stories about using racist slurs towards them in the past. Is that guilt, virtue signaling, unresolved anger, etc.?
I don't understand.
I'm not sure either.
I don't understand the statement.
I need
question.
More context, perhaps.
Yeah, thank you.
But thank you. Soraya, yeah. Welcome, JLP show member.
Thank you, Soraya. I appreciate it. Soraya.
Nick LaBoy and Rumble, come on, man, Jesse. The world ain't got time for love when hatred's so much more profitable on a world destined to die, laughing with tears. God bless. Love y'all.
Thank you. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Thank you.
And we got to read the rest of these later, including Pilled and the rest. Thanks, y'all.
Amazing. I can't believe time flies by like that. What a mess. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday. If the Lord is willing and the creeds don't rise. The Hake Report is coming now. Then the American Anchor, baby. Thank you for your support. Stay with it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.